Praise Lord and good morning, dear people of God. Let me encourage you from the book of Psalms, chapter 27 and verse 14. And these are the words of King David. And he says, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen thine heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. My dear brothers and sisters, may I ask you a question? Are you at the end of your rope? I repeat, are you at the end of your rope? The answer is in this passage of scripture. David said, I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Right? And then he says in verse 14, wait on the Lord, be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Let me focus your attention on the word wait. Okay? The word wait originates from a Hebrew word used in making rope. Every rope starts as a thread and every added strand increases its strength. So, each time you wait on the Lord, you add another thread to the rope. You become a little more stronger and a little more able to cope. Are you hanging on by a thread? My answer to that would be, spend more time with God and watch Him turn the thread into a rope. Now, waiting is not always passive. Sometimes it's active. Like waiting on a customer and seeing that the needs are met. In this case, waiting is not so much a position, but it is a focus. The Bible says, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusteth in thee, in Isaiah chapter 26 and verse 3. Whether it's sitting prayerfully in God's presence or actively serving him, you have the assurance that your strength will be renewed. If you are at the end of your rope today, my dear brothers and sisters, grab hold of these promises. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 40 verse 31, those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And also the Bible encourages us from Psalms 123:2, as the eyes of servants look to the hand of their masters, so our eyes look to the Lord, our God. Amen. Put your trust in the Lord. Wait on Him. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. He will always come through to rescue you and bless you and prosper you. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We thank you for your loving kindness. We thank you for your tender mercies. We thank you for your grace. We thank you for who you are and what you are in our lives. You have promised that you will always be with us till the end of this age. You will sustain us. You will help us to flourish and prosper. You will preserve us. You'll protect us. Lord, you will provide for us. That's your word. And we stand on the promises of your word today. Abba Father, we thank you for this beautiful day. Lord, I lift up your flock into your most holy hands. As they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, in running the errands for the day, I release your great grace and glory to be their portion. I pray that the Shekinah glory of God will be upon them. You will bless them in their going out and in their coming in. Bless the work of their hands. Bless their food and their water. And Father, I pray you will keep them from the evil one. I pray that you will flourish and prosper them. I lift up the ones who are in need of health and strength, in need of being healed right now. Lord, therefore, I take authority over every demon of infirmity. I rebuke it, I destroy it, and I cast it out. Lord God Almighty, you have given us the authority to trample over snakes, over scorpions, and over all the power of Satan. And your word promises that by no means any hurt or any harm will come near our dwelling. And therefore, Father, we destroy the powers of Satan in Jesus' name. And I speak the word of healing to flow. upon your people from the crown of their head to the soles of the feet, that your people will be in good health, strength, vigor, vitality, and longevity will be granted unto them. Father, we give you the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. And we all said, Amen and Amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.